You're listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com. Now, let's go back to David Craig.
Hey, congratulations to Ben Hausman of Shrewsbury, winner of Soulard Chili Festival passes, from whence we'll be broadcasting live next Saturday on Food Talk STL. Okay, joining me now is Chris Reimer, a.k.a. Rizzo Tees on Twitter. I know because you sell T-shirts. Is that one of your T-shirts that you're wearing there?
It is. I'm wearing a Props to My Tweeps T-shirt.
And if I wanted to order a T-shirt from you, what's your website?
You should go to rizzotees.com. It's RIZZOTEES.com.
And that's your side deal. What's your main gig over there?
First of all, thank you for allowing me the shameless plug.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I appreciate it. I work at Falk Harrison by day. I'm our VP of social media. We're a brand communication agency. We help companies with branding and design and social media.
And you are an infamous St. Louis tweeter with 55,000 followers, but you also follow, like, how many people? 19,000, 20,000?
Around 19,000 people.
How do you do that?
I hit the follow button a lot of times, but the way to handle it is to use a list. So you put 500 or so people that actively want to communicate with you in a Twitter list, and you're able to go look at that list and really keep up with what those people are saying. It is truly impossible to follow along with 19,000 people, and I make no attempt to do so.
You were telling me during the break you slept through the Cardinals game last night?
Yeah, I'm glad that we got at least a chance to talk a little bit of sports here. So I had a discussion with my buddy Gabe Watson, who works at Wash U. He's a huge Cardinals fan. He said, are you going to watch the game tonight? We had this conversation yesterday. I said, no, I don't want to jinx it. I'm not sure if you're aware, but I have the ability to affect the outcome of sporting events. And so I did not see Game 6 of the World Series last year, slept straight through that. And so I told him I probably wasn't going to watch it. And he said he thought that was rather silly. So last night I got home from an outing. It was, you know, the game had just started. I turned on the TV, and the first thing I saw was the Nationals players high-fiving at their dugout. That's always bad.
Right, yeah.
And I looked, and I said, it's 3-0. I said, I can't believe I just did that. So I turned it back off, and I was rather tired. I went to sleep. Rolled over around 11:30. I said, this game is most definitely over by now. And I looked at my phone, and I saw the score. It said that we were staging a miraculous comeback, and it was 7-5. And then when I went to hit, like, to go into the detail of the game, it said we were winning 9-7. And I said, my phone, there's something must be malfunctioning. So I did get up and go turn on the TV. And at that moment, Mott was throwing one of his last pitches. I saw the last play of the game.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. Well, my wife learned her lesson. Last year, I shrieked audibly at about 11:40 during Game 6 of the series and woke her up. She had gone to bed earlier. It's like, I don't want to see them, you know, celebrating on our field. But this year, she stuck with the game, and of course, we saw the tremendous outcome. And by the way, KFNS is a sports radio station. There will be lots of Cardinal talk. We'll have pre-games before every game of the NLCS and the World Series, too, should the Cardinals make it. So a lot of pre- and post-game stuff. And we have Jack Clark on this station. Okay, now, this is a food talk show for 1 hour every Saturday. Chris, you like to eat?
Yeah,
where have you eaten lately that you liked?
Until the sports kicks back up, maybe we could talk about bacon and stuff. Would that be okay?
Yeah. I want some of Carl Hazel's bacon ice cream.
I said I almost crashed my car on the way over here when he was speaking of that. So I do like to eat, and it's very evident if you follow me on social media because I post about it a lot. And so people think I eat all the time, and I actually just eat as many times as they eat. I just talk about it on social media. And I do like to eat well, so I treat myself to, you know, I go out. I don't eat in the office ever. I go out to eat every day for lunch, so that's really bad for the budget. But I just love going out. And, you know, just recently we had, near our office, we had Sugar Fire, this new barbecue place, open up. And that place is freaking me out. It is so good. So we're, you know, people from the office are going to that now and enjoying it.
Now, you're the only source that I've heard anything about that particular place. Where is it?
It is on Olive, just west of 170, on the north side of the street. I think it's called Price Crossing or something. It's a new strip mall. There's a Starbucks in
there.
And, I would go check that place out. It's pretty good.
Okay. And it's called Sugar Fire.
Sugar Fire, yeah. And So there's this guy, Mike Johnson, who I think he ran Boogaloo for a while. And
Yeah, so this is
his place now. And there's a chef, David Molina, there, who's, it's just cool. They take a lot of, you know, there's a lot of personal attention paid to the food. So, you know, you go in there and it's like the special of the day is like coffee and fennel spare ribs. You know, it's hard to find that stuff at, say, a chain restaurant. So it's neat.
I know you're a fan of Robust Wine Bar in Webster, which is a couple of miles to the west of us. And Arlene, who is, she and her husband own it, she's like on social all the time, on Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. Did you become aware of them via that, or had you gone in there earlier?
No, it was because of social media. So the first time I met her was at a book signing for Gary Vaynerchuk, who's a famous social media person and wine guru. So he was in town for his book signing a few years ago, and there she was. And that was the first time I ever stepped foot in their restaurant. And since then, you know, you get to know people, and then you want to patronize the restaurant, and then you get to be friends, and then you just keep going back. And apparently I won't shut up about it, because I saw my aunt right before I came over here, and she said, well, what restaurants are you going to talk about? I know you'll mention Robust, but which ones? So even she knows, and it's because she follows me on Facebook and sees that, you know, so they're great friends, and it's a, you always feel special when you go there.
Well, you told me before you went on that you'd made a little list there, and you've got a few places that you would give a thumbs up to.
Yeah, so, and I'd be interested. It's too bad this isn't a round table, because I'd like some pushback on this. But if you want a great sandwich, I go to the Hill and I go to Joyous. So have you been to Joyous on Macklin?
Never.
So their famous sandwich is this hot salami sandwich. You can get it with pepper jack cheese. It's just incredibly good. I have a friend who pushes back and says Adriana's is the best place to go. And Adriana's is generally a little bit busier. I like them both, but Joyous probably my number one place to get a sandwich. There is a place on Gravois, just, I guess that's east of Hampton, called Euro Company, and they serve a doner kebab. So here in the United States, you'd ask for a Euro, or sometimes I guess called a gyro. There over in Europe, you'd ask for a doner kebab, and it's kind of much the same thing. It's that kind of lamb meat, and you're not quite sure where it comes from, I guess sort of from a lamb, but it's really, really good. And so, but at Euro Company, they do it on this kind of this Bosnian bread. So it's not a pita. It's like an actual sandwich. It's really, really good. I highly recommend going there. They're interesting too, because they don't smile too much there. You call and you place your order, and they don't take a name. They just say ready in 5 minutes and they hang up on you. But when you call, the food is so good. So I do recommend that highly. I'm also, if I need to plug some pizza places, I would stick close to my zip code, 63109. We live right near Ted Drew's.
Mm-hmm.
Bono's Pizzeria. I always call it Bono because I'm thinking of you too.
Sure.
He corrected me. He's like, no.
It's like Sonny Bono.
Yeah, it is Bono. He told me so. Pizza Go-Go is another really awesome place if you've ever been there, nearby there. So there's a place also in Hampton called Stallone's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's spelled like Sylvester Stallone, but they pronounce the E at the end. I don't know why that is the case.
I think that's optional. Joe Garagiola, when he used to do baseball games, you know, when there would be an Italian player, you know, is it going to be Pete Falcone or Pete Falcone? when I was on the Hill in St. Louis, you know, and so.
Well, yeah. I would listen to his best advice on how to pronounce that. Yeah. But and then there's a place, Pizzeria Tivoli, which has been around for probably under 2 years, but they're doing that sort of Neapolitan, you know, brick oven pizza, and that's on King's Highway, and that place is just that's close to my home. That is a great place.
So you're a guy who, you know, you're just kind of out sampling new places as much as you can, or do you go back to these places? I mean, the place you just mentioned, have you gone there many times? Or
we do. You know, it's funny. I like to frequent the same places. I will try new places, obviously, but I do like to go where I'm comfortable. I do like to go to places like, for instance, Blood and Sand. I don't know if you've been there. It's a, you know, the membership only place downtown.
I've heard a lot about it,
yeah.
And I read Ian's review in the Riverfront Times, which was a rave.
Yeah, I just read that this morning. It's funny. I had a conversation with him previous to him going there, and all the things he said in the review or things he was telling me, he said, I don't know how to go do this, because he likes to roll in anonymous.
Yes.
It's hard to do when it's sort of this private membership club. But
yes,
it seems
yes.
as though he pulled it off. But that's the kind of experience I like. It's incredibly inexpensive to be a member there. But when you go in there, TJ and Adam, and we usually have the same server, this guy Brian, they recognize you. They take good care of you. It's a special night every night. And, you know, going out to eat is one of my favorite things to do in the whole world. So when I spend the time and I spend the money, I want it to be special. I don't want it to be anonymous, if that's possible.
I think most everybody would agree with you on that. And, you know, I know a lot of people in the restaurant biz who try to make it, you know, they're on stage every night, and it's not, you know, one of these things like, we'll save the good stuff for Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, but as a restaurateur, and I've never worked in a restaurant, how old would that get? I mean, to be on stage every night and be on top of your game every night, it must be very difficult.
I think it is for a lot of people, and a lot of times, you know, for them, and I've heard people say it depends really on the diners. If it's a Tuesday night and you're like 25% full, you might kind of, you know, not be quite as up as you are on Saturday night when you've got people standing waiting in line.
And, you know, I think of these places, I think of Robust, or, you know, you'd mentioned Acero. I've been there one time and had a, you know, really great experience there. But, you know, and I've never been in a restaurant where there's been like a real ruckus or a bad table or something, but my dad has, and it actually happened at Acero.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, he was, you know, they were...
There was a ruckus?
My dad was sitting there, and the table next to him was just extremely unhappy with stuff, and was kind of making it known, and my dad basically said, why don't you shut up, you know, like, stop being a big jerk, you know, and then that guy wanted to fight with my dad, of all things.
Oh, please, don't start a rumble.
No, and then Jim Fiala came in, you know, put everyone in headlocks, I guess, so...
No,
it did not happen.
But, no, you know, and he, like anybody, any responsible restaurateur, knows that, you know, there's times you're going to have problems and you got to calm people down.
But, I mean, if you're not tired at the end of a night, at a restaurant, how tired are you after dealing with that, you know, and that happens... You know, they're open 6 nights a week. I mean, 5 nights a week.
Yeah,
that's going to get old after a while, I think. So I applaud restaurateurs for their ability to, you know, stick with it and, you know, put on, like you said, kind of a good show every night.
Chris, I have bad news. Our segment, we're done. I mean, can you believe that?
We barely talked about bacon.
We did not get into bacon much at all, but I do want that bacon ice cream from Carl. I'm gonna insist he put it on the menu, make it available at 11:11. Hey, thank you for coming in. Maybe, you know, we'll do one of those roundtable shows again in November and holler at you, and, you know, we can just kind of chew the fat more.
I'd be honored.
Okay, thank you. But, you know, with a short segment, we always leave them wanting more. That's the idea here. Hey, next Saturday we're going to be doing our show from the Soulard Chili Fest. Dan Kopman from Schlafly will be on. Also, Lisa Lillian from Hungry Girl, talking about her cookbook and a St. Louis appearance coming up on November 1st. Tiger Tailgate, live from Shiloh in Columbia, is next on 590 The Fan. And pregame tomorrow on 590 starts at 5 o'clock with Brendan Weese, Jack Clark, and Jay Randolph Sr. Go Cards, roll Tide! Thank you for listening. Have a happy weekend. It's 590 The Fan, KFNS.